Because you could be really missing out on something awesome. So I went and looked up the number five. And in the world, number five stands for some major life changes and life lessons learned through experience. And I know that we're fixing 2024 is bringing about some things going on. And in the Bible, I started looking. Number five.
The number five.
Stands for grace.
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 All right. I like grace.
And the coolest thing is that he took me to John 1, 16. And so that I don't. It says, and of his fullness have we all received grace for grace. And it said, 5 times 5 is 25. The grace that we've been operating in, we're going to get multiplied to us.
Multiplied. Amen.
This coming year.
We'll receive that in Jesus' name.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Grace times grace. 5 times 5, 25 times.
Amen.
I'm ready for it.
Amen.
I'm claiming it
yes.
this year. I'm getting all the good things that grace has.
Amen.
And I don't know, I thought I probably got a little preachy if I keep going on, so I'm not going to mess. Because I sat and studied five for a while.
Yeah.
And God's got great things. But, you know, one of the coolest things, I always used to wonder why David had those five smooth stones.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce, you can't read that.
I can, so.
I mean, I know, but it won't make sense to you the way I got it. Those five smooth stones, and you always hear, well, he had
four brothers.
Only grace could God do what he did.
Right.
And all those giants that we've been dealing with.
Right.
I mean, some of us have had some come
right.
at us.
Right.
Hey, grace
right.
this next year. Grace,
grace
upon grace. We're going to
receive
it.
That, everybody.
And that's healing. That's deliverance. That's prosperity.
Right.
It's only God's grace.
Right.
I'm receiving it all.
It's more
five
and more
times
increase
five.
Of great, great grace.
Grace upon grace.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Well, you know, one definition, of course, the rule of thumb definition is unmerited favor, you know,
yeah.
and stuff like
right.
that. But also, one definition for it is, it's the ability to do things that you can't do yourself.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And that's...
That's really...
Oh, well, the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, the number five, the symbols. There's three symbols for the number five written out in
okay.
Hebrew.
Okay.
In the center represents the world.
Okay.
One, the first symbol represents the Holy of Holies, or the kingdom of God.
Okay.
And then the last symbol represents Jesus. And the world is going to be going through some stuff, but we're surrounded and
we
rest in the fact
right.
that we've got Jesus.
Amen.
We've
Woo.
Got Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Thank you. I tell you, God is... Pigeons multiply, okay.
This is just a side note, a Pammy note. We have had pigeons come in abundance at times, you know, 20, 30,
yeah.
so, and which is way too many. But anyhow, we started noticing hawks coming in,
mm-hmm.
and the birds would diminish. I'm going to tell you, we've had some hawks come in. But I'm going to tell you, God's grace is greater than all the things in this
That's
world.
Right.
That we
That's
we
right.
are overcomers.
Right. A
and
hawk
only
is a predator.
God's grace. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, he ain't getting,
My none
stuff,
of your stuff
anymore.
He ain't stealing your stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Y'all are just amazing. And what God is showing you all. And I tell you, it's... Let's all need to be patient because words need to be said. And there's a meaning to all of this. I know Sunday we had at least three different words from different people. Rose, Diane, and there was another one or two. I got them written down here. Jan. Oh, I forgot about that one. That's true. And then Mike Holloway shared one with me before. And Rose. And then, so anyway, God is moving and He's revealing things to us. And it's revelation knowledge that God has built His church on. Because nothing can stop revelation knowledge. Jesus said the gates of hell cannot prevail against revelation knowledge. So if we know what God is doing, He's behind us, we're with Him, all things are possible. Nobody, no one, no thing can stop God. His plan's going to get done. Sounds to me like we're getting ready to go somewhere. Like home. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. And let's just be, you know, let's listen to this stuff and let's begin to put some prayer to it and let God reveal some things to you. And so let's ask God to reveal something to all of us and all of our church, because it's that confirming word, it's that word of encouragement we get, it's this word that illuminates and lights that just sends you over to the victory side. And we've all been on this side, but God, when He speaks, you got something to work with. And He will move the mountains. And praise God. So if you see five doves, if you see something significant, just stop, let God's talk to you. And He can get your attention, as sensitive as you people are. He can get your attention. So anyway, so anybody else got any good news? All right. Praise God. Well, do we have any worship music up there, sir? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You for this time together tonight. And Lord, we thank You that You're stirring us up. You are stirring up the gifts within us. And I thank You for doing so, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said amen.
Darkness goes round. fight your battles.
Yeah.
Jehovah Nissi, fight your battles. Jehovah Nissi, fight your battles. It's who he is, yeah. Jehovah Nissi, fight your battles.
Jehovah. Let's say that out loud. Jehovah. Let's say that out loud. Jehovah. Got weaker on the second one. Let's do the third one. Do good. Jehovah. All right. Praise God. Praise God. You need a microphone? Yep.
On the Wednesday night before Christmas, when we were listening to Christmas music and everything, mm-hmm. the Lord prompted me to go look at the Christmas story in Luke. And, of course, I thought it was going to be something about the birth. But he wanted to show me, you know, where Zechariah did not believe what the angel said.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that he was talking about this year. He said, you're going to have to believe what I tell you to do. Even if it sounds crazy, do it.
Right.
And as we were worshiping a while ago, I got a little more revelation. You know, we're going to have to exercise our faith eyes. We're going to see things differently or different things that we've never seen before.
Right.
So we're going to have to refocus. And he also said you're going to have to not be focused so much on one miracle happening because another one's going to be happening right behind it.
Right.
So we're going to have to get a little more, I don't know, more faith-filled.
Yeah.
Our faith has got to really be built up for what's coming.
Right. Amen. I agree 100%. 100%. And I believe you shared Sunday that Christmas is not over. Right. God's still giving gifts. Praise God. Amen. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. I'm telling you. God is not short. He's going to come through with everything. His will is going to be done. And we do not want to miss the glory. And there's one key thing that holds us all back. And we all know it. But what we say is vital. And I just want to, you know, it's like he said, Jimmy, shut up. You know, he wasn't being ugly. He was just saying, stop talking. And Jesus plainly said, just say nay. Why? Don't go into kind of big explanation. Just say yes or no. And, of course, we can't live our life just saying yes or no. I mean, but he's talking about situational things and this and that. If it's not the Word of God, don't say it. There are ways to say things. Like, you know, if you have symptoms, and we know this, and we're old enough to know that we just keep going. But the thing is this, you know, facts are facts. My nose is running or whatever, and I don't feel good. But the truth is, I'm healed. Truth can change facts. You were a sinner. Now you're a saint. Amen. So words are going to be vital. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Let's say it like this. My life is in the power of my tongue. My life, my death, whatever I reap, whatever I go through, all revolves around words. Jesus didn't talk like that. And now he would get on you, and you know, that's not the right thing to say. But that's exactly what you're saying. There's more, there's more, there's more. And the great grace is all out there. But we can't afford to be negative about anything. All things are possible to those you can't believe and not talk right. If you're talking wrong, you're not believing. And that's a rough lesson to talk or to say, because it just goes against our grain. We've heard it and we haven't heard it. But it works because the Bible says so. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. If we speak opposite of God's word, we're not going to get his benefit. Amen? Now, I didn't say you're going to hell, but I'm saying if we want to be in victory, if we want to walk in the power, if you want to walk down the sidewalk and your shadow heal somebody, you've got to talk right. Amen? They heard Jesus was coming. No, Peter was coming. They heard Jesus, that Peter was coming. Well, what'd they do? They all went back in the house, turned on the TV and watched I Love Lucy. Because that Peter guy, he messed up one time. He surely did. He messed up more than once. But he got filled with the Holy Ghost. He walked with Jesus. He touched him. He saw him. He lived with him. And so can we do that. But through the Word, just letting the Holy Spirit lead us, walk in the Word, living by faith. And living by faith is primarily what we say. Because if we're saying things totally negative, I just don't know if I'm making it. I'm not saying we're not going to be the policemen around here. But we are going to, we need to hold each other accountable. And just with love say, look, let's say it like this. If we're saying it wrong, we're going to get wrong results. The Word of God is alive. Jesus is the Word of God. I want Him to be my everything. And I want to be like Him. Well, I won't have to talk like Him. Amen? You know, here comes... Well, Lazarus dies. Jesus is on the way there. He's been dead how long? 4 days. 4 days. In the Jewish tradition, that's dead. You don't come back in 4 days. Maybe three. Not four. But he didn't get in a hurry. But he got there. And he's meeting... Do what? He's there on time. But all this was planned out by God. He'll set your pace for you as well. Let me tell you this. Faith never gets in a hurry. It just does not. But if he says speed up, you need to speed up. But if he says slow down, you need to slow down. I have noticed There are times when the anointing is the greatest. You just, it'll just cause you to go slow. We were watching Brother Copeland New Year's Eve. Now, Brother Copeland has something to say. He knows a lot, and we need to listen. But it was so relaxed, and the anointing was on him so strong, he just slowed down. Started talking about, he's crying, we're crying. Everybody, now, that's the power of the Holy Ghost to go through a TV from Fort Worth into your heart, into your mind, and you start crying. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of God. You can come in there ranting and raving and doing great things, and that's fine. If that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do, do it. But the thing is this, he met who? Which sister did he meet first when Jesus came to Lazarus' house? Martha. Any of you have the Martha syndrome? I could do this and point out several. I ain't judging. I'm just checking your fruit. Here she comes. Lord, if you'd have just been here. We've all, you know, and that's a natural thing to say. But did she realize she's talking to the resurrection? Do you realize when we pray, when we say the name of Jesus, resurrection's coming out of you? Life's coming out of you. Possibilities coming out of you. The power of God's word. God has been dealing with me about this the last 2 weeks. The power of his word. He upholds, the Bible says this in Hebrews, he upholds all things. Did y'all see the moon last night? Yeah. I've never seen anything quite like that. I don't know. It was a half moon, but it's like this. Yeah. And it was humongous. Anyway, that moon was in space because Jesus told it to. Yeah. He created the moon to start with, and then he told it what to do. And it did it. Amen? He upholds all things by the word of his power. You have his word in you. He is the word. He's in you. His spirit's in you, in me. And if I start messing it up, I'm messing it up with this thing under my nose. Well, I just don't know if Jesus can do it again. But I don't know. You know, that this and that. I'm not saying don't. I'm not talking be unwise. I'm telling you, take care of yourself. Do what you need to do. But let's watch our mouths. And it's not just about sickness. It can be about anything. You know, this year, I don't know if Trump's going to make it on a ticket or not. Well, I don't know if Trump's going to make it on the political ticket for president or not. That's just my, you know, we're just talking here. Well, we don't need to be just talking. Because what I think don't really matter anyway. It's what God thinks. God, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fixed me to put in the fire. And they tell Nebuchadnezzar. Now, look, they had a good job with Nebuchadnezzar. They weren't out here in the field picking peas. They had a lot to lose. They're in captivity. And they didn't bow down and worship when they heard the music play. So here they stand before him. They're heating the furnace up 7 times hotter. And they say, O king, it don't matter what you say. It don't matter if our God wants to deliver us or not. We know he's got us. And this is the message probably for tonight. He's got us. He is the fourth man in the fire. We've all been thrown in the fire before. But watch what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. King, it don't matter. My God's got me. And we can walk with that kind of an attitude. It don't matter what the devil does. This is where the church needs to be. We got it. God, you got us. In fact, we're your body. You got us and we got you. It's going to take a lot of courage for this coming years. Not just this coming year, but if he delays his coming until he does come, it's not going to get any better in the world. We know that. Well, you shouldn't be talking negative. I'm not talking that. That's the scripture. In these last days, there will be these things. So anyway, but the thing is this. The power of his word upholds all things. If I could get in agreement with him consistently, I could do a lot better. Well, I don't know. I'm going to run a little short this month. Well, He may tell you to go fishing. Do you know what happened? He went fishing. It says, the Bible says the first fish. So they caught more than one. They had a fish fry after this. And all the friends came. But in that fish was full of gold coins. There's a fish out there with your name. But if we say, oh, God, you know, I need you now. We've got to do something. He's doing it. What he said. Five pigeons. And look what he showed you. The gates of hell cannot prevail against that kind of stuff. Because you know more than the devil knows. And we stand our ground. And we watch our words. What did David tell Goliath? Have you ever been in a worse situation? Think about it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing before Nebuchadnezzar, the greatest king that's ever been up to that time. He is. All the Jews are in captivity. And they'll be in there for 69 years. Daniel's week's going to come in there somewhere. We'll talk about that later. Nebuchadnezzar, whatever he says gets done. He's the king. We have a king too. He's above that king. He's above the kings of this world. He's our God. Can I trust him? There are a lot of successful people today, ultra successful people, who didn't say that they don't believe in God. That probably deep down they do. But they won't live for him because it's not popular. Right. It'll cost them too much. It could cost them business. It could cost them this. It could cost them that. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, King, it don't matter. We know where we're going. We know where we're going. We know what's going to happen. Praise God, y'all. But the power of his word. He upholds all things by the power of his word. And that word is the same. It's in you. And we need to speak the word. It's in this book. It says right here. You know, we said it a while ago. All things are possible to those that believe. All I have to do, Pam, is just be a believer. Well, I thought I was. Well, I am. But I'm not a victorious believer. Jesus said, I want you to live by faith. That's believing. In fact, can we do Hebrews 11:6, please? We want to please God. We want to live for God. Yes, we do. And we're doing all we know to do. And praise God. And then we're doing, you know, whatever. But let's read it. But without faith, that's believing, it is impossible to please him. He asks us to do one thing. Be a believer. Believe in what? In him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's in you, Janice. He's for you. And he's with you. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I'll be with you all up for eternity. Forever. Glory to God, y'all. When you wake up tomorrow, the devil has another nervous breakdown. Because he don't like you because you got more power and you know it than he does. But he still attacks. So I'm just going to put it out there blunt because it applies to me as well. Me, him hauling around, straddling the fence with my words saying, like, well, I hope I shut up. Just tell yourself to shut up. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? Am I living and walking by faith? It's impossible to please God without faith. Do you want to walk in unpleasure to God? No, you want to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Well, we got that part. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. A lot of people don't got that part. They think they deserve what they get. None of us deserve. We talk about that great grace. If it weren't for great grace, we would have no hope. No hope. For by grace are you saved through faith. None of us earned God's grace. None of us earned salvation. But he gave it to us. So tonight, why don't we just receive him in the power of his word? And let's be conscious of the fact that when I speak his word, when you speak God's word in faith, mountains do move. Sickness does leave. Finances get better. Well, you got to do it consistently now. Read James chapter 3. Your tongue puts the whole course of nature into motion of what we say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of my tongue. I want to live. And we're not talking so much here spiritual death and hell and damnation. We're talking about living victoriously. Jesus does not want any of his children to be in despair on the earth. We're to be kings and priests. We're the head, not the tail. We're blessed coming in and going out. We're his children. I am a child of God. So we got to speak like it. Amen. You ever met somebody and they, boy, they were so refined and so dressed up and so dignified, looking like, well, they must have a great position in life. And then they open their mouth and you realize real quick that I don't think they're there. Just by what they say and how they talk. Amen. And words are powerful. That's how things were created. Okay. Just for a second, I want to just review just a little bit, and I'm probably going to miss some things, but last Sunday morning, Mike Holloway told me, he said, you know, the Lord took me back to December 7, 1941, when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor and the war began. He said, you know, the Lord told me, he said, you lost that battle, but you didn't lose the war. That's where we need to stay. We may lose a battle, but don't lose a war. Do not lose the war. How do you do that? You fight, don't you, Freddie? We don't want to go sometimes, but we fight. And thank God for y'all. Yeah. All the military and all the men and women that gave their lives so that we could be here tonight in a nice place talking about the good things of God. Where was a better place to be? Right here, right now. Loving each other, being with each other, being with God's presence. He's right here tonight. And he's wanting to touch you. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord, touch me. And he's going to do it. Amen? Okay, so Mike brought that out to me. And then Rose said, talked about Christmas isn't over. God's still giving gifts. Christmas is all day, every day, isn't it, right? That's such a great revelation, you know. My goodness, Christmas is over? We don't not even say that. The date may be, but Christmas is not over. He's still giving gifts. He's still living. He is ever living to make intercession for you right now. And he'll do it all day tomorrow and tomorrow night and the rest of your life. Jesus, all he has to do is say, Father, look at my hand. And the Father says, gives him a thumbs up. That's not in the Bible, but maybe. We know what that means. Amen. And then Diane, you said when you were receiving the offering here, and doesn't she do a good job? This is the year of the prodigal. Now we've heard this is the year of more, 24, and Brother Copeland got that back in October. So we really just can't, you know, I have a little bit of an issue with just saying things that rhyme, just to say, so we could say something. Because it needs to be a revelation. Amen. Let it be a revelation. And to Brother Copeland, it is a revelation. He says 24 and more and more and more. And then I was talking to Virgil and Julie afterwards. They watched Tracy the other night. Did anybody watch Tracy? I did not. I didn't. Couldn't get there, whatever. But anyway, I said, well, what was his theme? What was it? He said, of course, if you've been to Tracy, it's a lot of themes. But basically, he said, year 2024. It's a blank space. Oh, yeah. Fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. And I said, boy, that is good. Because we've had, yours is different. Yours is different. Brother Copeland's is different. Mine is still this. God said in Joel 2:21, I will do great things. Boy, I got my hat hung on that one. And we're not going to let go of, we're not going to let go of any of this because it's all revelation kind of stuff. And great grace now has come along tonight. See, this is like four or five people that had great words that we can anchor our faith on and stand on for the rest of the year. Wow. Increase for sure. Great things. And I'm sure there were some more, but we'll stop with that. But my message tonight, the Holy Spirit was wanting us to, and we did get to it pretty bluntly off right off the bat, but just tell yourself, shut up. Now, you don't need to tell anybody to shut up. You can get your jaw slapped, as they used to say. But we can be accountable. I remember there was a day. You remember these days back in the 70s, 80s. If somebody said, I'm not feeling, that's the wrong thing. That's bad confession.
You feel fine.
You feel fine. Say it. I mean, I'm slinging snot and not feeling good. And oh, you need to go to the doctor. I'm healed by stripes, glory to God, you know. And I didn't get all the memo, but the person that I told it to didn't get all the memo either. But it all worked out. I got healed. Amen. So the thing is this, God is not saying don't be wise. He says, take care of your body. Rick Renner's been talking about this. Take care of your body. He even said this word, exercise. See, y'all on target with that. If you want to join the ladies up in the courthouse, go right ahead. Hallelujah. Exercise. Eat right. Did y'all know that Rick Renner, which is not a tall man, and he's just Rick, you know, he's sort of stocky, weighed over 300 pounds one time. Yes. Over 300 pounds. Kenneth Copeland used to weigh over about 300. Yeah. He said he kept, I guess it was his mama or Glory One kept taking up his pants so much he wound up with this one back pocket. But Rick said, my health was going down. He said, I wouldn't be alive. And I don't know, I can't remember how he got the switch turned on.
His family did.
His boys and his wife came in and told him, Dad, you got to do something. He was falling down. And, you know, 300 pounds on a guy's 5'8", I mean, you know, that's a lot of weight. But anyway, the thing is this. Keep your bodies under. Paul said, I keep my body under. That means just it's not in control. My spirit's in control. Okay.
Jimmy,
you want the microphone? Go ahead.
That God said that every prayer answered is a miracle.
Every prayer answered is a miracle.
And if we, you know, think about God, you answered that, it helps build our faith.
Absolutely.
Because God, you'll do it again.
You'll do it again.
You'll do it again. Sometimes I catch myself, God, have you answered this prayer? That's
yeah.
Really a lot of faith.
Well, no, everybody goes through that. I mean, that's just.
But then you think back right before Christmas, which, I mean, you don't know this or anything, but there was a prayer that I prayed, and I'm telling you, only my God could do it. And he did it. Well, I need to be continued praising him and thanking him for that. I praise you, Father, for doing that
right.
for me.
I
thank you for doing that for me, God.
Right.
And I know you'll do it again.
Right.
Now, it may not help your faith, but it would help
It'll help yours. That's the things we need to say.
Yeah. You know.
Diane?
I was on my way to Bart and Casey's on Christmas Eve, and I had had COVID, and my taste and my smell had totally left me. I couldn't taste or smell anything. And I was talking to Suzanne on the way down there, and Suzanne says, well, let's just pray, and let's just ask God to give you back your taste and your smell.
Right.
Exactly.
That's a miracle.
That's miracle stuff. Amen. And we should never just sort of drop that or let it go. You know, Samuel said, Lord, you give me a word, I will not let it hit the ground. Anytime I get a word, it will not hit the ground. I will keep it in my heart. And we have been so blessed at Faith Out. We've had miracle after miracle after miracle. We ask not.
Because we think that's just so trivial and it just doesn't really matter.
Right. And that just goes with it.
Well, if you can't smell, it may not bother me, but it bothers you.
Yeah.
And God wants you to be well.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, God is so good.
He is so good. And that's the bottom line. We'll underscore that right here. And let's just look forward to 2024. And we're 1 year removed from the word that starts with a C, COVID, and all the other stuff that went with it. The church is on pace for miracles after miracles. The church is on pace to revive this world. Amen. And in doing so, he's going to do it in Oklahoma. And how many times have I said, God, it don't look right here. How can this be? It don't matter. God's going to send the people and everything that we need. But we got to stay positive and just not keep our eyes on anything what we don't have. Look at the possibility of what we do have.
Right.
Amen. Did I see a hand?
This yesterday morning, I think it was, I spent a long time with the Lord. And the Lord said there are so many people who know who I am.
Yeah, so many people that know who he is. Yeah.
They don't have a relationship.
They don't have a relationship. That's a big word for this year out here and everywhere. You got to have a relationship. And if you're a friend of God, friends have a relationship. They just don't talk to one another every 10, 12 years. I mean, we have some friends like that, but they're really not everyday kind of friends. But they're friends and always will be. But the thing is this, if you want the benefit from a friendship, you got to be a friend. You got to talk. You got to spend time with one another is a good way to say it. So, Joy.
If I die tomorrow, I'm with Jesus, and if I live, Jesus is with me.
That's right. That's wonderful. Somebody write that down. If I die, I'll be with Jesus. If I live, Jesus be with me. Somebody write that down. No kidding. Somebody write that down.
I was reading Brother John Osteen's book.
Which one?
You worry about your word, about what you say and all that. And he said, if you want to change your world, start by changing your word.
Yeah.
I share it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And a lot of people comment. But it's so true. And Clark was telling me the other day, he said, Mama, said all us guys, and we were just yan and mouthing about work and this and that. So we've been doing it a couple of weeks. Said we just got together and said, we're gonna start saying positive things. And he said, we start saying positive things and said we then all notice how everything
changes for the better.
They all got raised, and the guy that was over them that was late every day was removed. I think he's still working there. But he didn't do anything to have respect.
Right.
And so that was taken care of. And
wow.
I said, Clark, it's what you've learned all your life.
Right.
If you say it, you own it.
That's right. Exactly. If you say it, you do own it. Yeah, we are.
We are.
We are. We're a gift to the world.
Yeah.
We're the solution to the world's problem.
Yeah.
What's in us? And that, you know, well, what are you going to be? I'm going to be an accountant. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. Well, that's good. That's your occupation.
Yeah.
You are a Christian.
Yeah.
And we have responsibilities to God to preach the gospel. That don't mean you'll be behind one of these.
Right.
But your words and your actions will speak louder than your words so many times.
Yeah. Do our part. But the other person on the other end don't do theirs, and we can't help it. We're still going to get that reward.
Yes, we are.
Because we did our part.
That's right.
We did what God asked us.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah. So claim it.
Amen. Amen. Claim it.
No. So.
Responsibility is on the other end if you don't receive it. Amen. Let's bring those prayer requests down. This has been great tonight. Thank y'all for coming out. Hallelujah. Abel is doing better. He's doing better. And he's so, amen. So anyway, I'll say Abel on this.
Yes. Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that, Lord, you tell us to pray for those that need prayer. They need to be healed. They need to be saved. They need to be blessed. They need to be delivered. They need this. They need that. So, Lord God, we've all been in that group.
Yeah.
And, Lord God, as we live this life, there may be times when we have to have prayer ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, Lord God, we're not, we know that.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we lift up all these people.
Yes.
Because, Lord God, they've been attacked by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy now is on the run.
Yes.
Because in the name of Jesus, who upholds the whole creation, all the universe, everything, by the word of his power, said, by my stripes you were healed. On the cross, he gave his body. He gave his blood. He gave his life. And he paid the price as a sinner. But he was raised from the dead. Woo-wee! So are we. Lord God, we give you praise. And we do lift up little Abel to you. He was taking a big healing. And Lord God, he is feeling better today. And we give you praise for this. And Lord, there are a lot of people in our congregation that are having symptoms and this and that. Lord God, we just declare them healed, whole, and well.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we'll watch you do miracles.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we all said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, by the way, if you read the obituaries today, there was a man and a woman at Nettleton, Jimmy and Sandra Graham.
Young.
And it just says that they died at home. Actually, their house burned and they died. They were 88 years old, good friends of ours. And so anyway, lift them up. Jimmy and Sandra Young, they lived just north of Nelson on Highway 6. So anyway. But we're believing that not a flame touched them. They went straight on to heaven, baby. And they're better than 88 years old right now. Amen. They're doing great. But pray for their family. Amen. Okay. You're free to go move about the cabin. Did y'all see that jet in Japan that caught on fire?
Yeah.
Hey, leave that on. I got my whistle back. Feel like Andy Griffith.